זה פיית יורצד אב יעקב זאב ישראל שרדני. זה לימוד של בי אני אלוהי נשמתו. We learned together for about, I think, about 8 years every single morning. And he definitely would have been a regular, yeah, at Daf Yom Ishir. Like I said, we're carrying on. We're on Daf Kuf Nun. Masechet Shabbat. And we're carrying on from the bottom of Kuf Mem Tet. I'm still in the middle of all these psukim that I've been having difficulty with. So Gemara carries on. I think we ended off in the middle of the sugya yesterday. I think because the pasuk was lichlot kamo tamubash neemar gam atach olita kavon elen shalta. Basically, the idea was in Gehinnom they were all panicking when Nebuchadnezzar arrived. Yasta batko and they were concerned lichlot right and lichlot or lichlosh we saw there. Rashi said there was to come and rule over us. What they all thought is come and rule over them in Gehinnom. Such a bad guy. Right, yasta batko the amra and a heavenly voice went out and said, right, and quoted. Pasuk over here from Yecheskel, Mimi Naamta. Right, and Rashi says, yeah, Naamta, Savurata Liot Benoa Mina Achairim. You thought you'd be better than all the others. On the contrary, Rada Vashkavait or Lim et Arelim. Go down and settle yourself, basically. In other words, you're just as good, the same as anybody else. You're not coming to rule over anything. And the next Pasuk over here was also related. It said, Ech Shavat Noges Shavta Midhaba. Right, or Madhaba. Madheba is the actual pronunciation of the word. Right, Ech Shavat, how you rested, right, or ceased. The Noges, right, basically the guy's always grabbing from everybody else. Shavta Madheba. Now, Madheba over here is a translation of, right, Dahaba, right, Dahab, as opposed to Zahav, right. We know that Dahab and Zahav, right. So the Pasuk really, in the literal translation is, Benasata Hamashal Azeh al Melech Bavel, because Melech Bavel and Bavel were plunderers, right? Amarta Ech Shavat Noges, basically the plunderers stopped. Shavta Madheva, they stopped from all your gold. But the group plays on that and says, what does Madheva mean? What's this word Madheva? Right? Amrav Yud Amarav, Shavta Umazu, this nation ceased. She Amra, because it was told basically, right? She Amra. Shamra Medod Vahave. Medod of Yarashi says Ma'ot Vadirai Zahav Vahave. Right? He says you've now got to basically bring measures of money and gold to pay taxes. Right? That's the one explanation of Medod Vahave. Because Amri Shamra, there's another explanation that this Madve. Right, stands for Ma'od Ma'od Hevi Belo Mida. You got to bring as much as you can, repay without any measure. Right, so that's and then the next pasuk Gemara quotes over here is it says Verabu Yatero Safli. Look, it's a Gemara here. It's a pasuk here from Daniel, right, which is in Aramaic. Then the pasuk ends off says V'amachuti. It's all about Nebuchadnezzar. Verurevu Yatira. Hosafta li, right? Urevu yatir hosafta li. Look at Rashi here. La'achar shaya shev shanim behema v'chasar machdo. There's a whole midrash of here about Daniel in midrash on Daniel. Pesukim Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar this vision that he's going to become an animal for 7 years and then come back and he became an animal. He lived with the animals and he lived like an animal. And then after 7 years, after he came back to being a king, haya and then because it's only after you've been an animal for 7 years you recognize God, etc. Story. I am Mr. Berken, Umawa Tosefet Shekisher, and he did all big things. Kisher, Mao Tosefet Shekisher, Tanning at all Nachas Kadol Brosho, Shlari Kamin Afsar, and he rode a lion with a stake and a pig and a crocodile attached to his head. Something right. Lekayemash Neymar to fill the passage which said, Vata Lochina Tati et Kola Arzota Ele, Beyad Nebuchadnezzar. He gave him all the land, all the world to rule. Melech Bavel Avdi called this Melech Bavel my servant, and this is in Yirmiyah. He basically gave him control of everything. Yirmiyah, it seems like basically he plundered the world with God's consent. So Baruch Hashem, we finished that part of the Gemara, and now we start a new Mishnah here on Hilchot Shabbos. The Mishnah says like this. This is a Mishnah which carries on the Mishnah we saw yesterday. We saw the Mishnah yesterday, which actually started on Daf Kuf Mem Chet, I'll repeat. And there the Mishnah said, Moneh Adam Et Orchav Et Par Perotav. Then we had another Mishnah, which spoke about... let's find it. There was another Mishnah, wasn't there? Between then and now. Am I wrong? Okay, is this the next Mishnah already? Okay, so the Mishnah carries on in Tzedakas. Lo yiskor adam poalim b'Shabbat. A person can't rent workers on Shabbos. Right, Rashi, why dichtiv mimtzo chefzecha? We saw that famous pasuk, right? We've seen the pasuk before, right? And that pasuk in Yecheskel, I think it was in Yecheskel, which speaks there about how the dibur has to be a different dibur on Shabbos, and everything on Shabbos has to be different. Right?
Yeshayahu.
Sorry, I found the pasuk right here. Im tashiv mishabbat raglecha, asot chefzecha b'yom kodshi, v'krat lishmat oneg, and Shabbos is special day, l'kadosh Hashem mechubad, v'chibadato me'asot rachech, from all that you do, mimtso chefzecha, from all your dealings, v'daver davar, and the way you talk. Okay, that was our famous pasuk Yeshayahu, as Ira corrected me. Right? And that's the makor which we saw many times. So Gemara says, therefore a person can't, that's Rashi brings it as the makor, why you can't rent workers on Shabbos. It has to be a different way of doing things, right? V'lo yomar lechaveiro, Mishnah Keraton says, V'lo yomar lechaveiro liskor lepoalim. Now, when you read the pshat in the pasuk, so it seems like it's saying you can't ask your friend to rent you workers either. See, the Gemara is going to actually interpret this later on as you can't ask your friend to come and work for you, right? So look at Rashi over here. V'lo yiskor v'lo yomar lechaveiro. Gemara parak pshitas. Obviously, you can't. Kevin, who asked you, chaveiro? Now, if you can't, then if you can't rent workers, why should your friend rent you workers? To hire Yisrael, because he's also Jewish. V'hasholcho over mishum if the eved lo temichlo. If you send him to rent you workers, so basically you put him in a spot where he's over on lochas. Livnei eved lo temichlo. Ulavi perot ulavi perot. You can't score lo poalim ulavi perot. I skipped it on there, right? Now we discussed the tchum many times. There's a 2,000 amot tchum, right? It's about a kilometer tchum outside the town. The whole town is considered your darid amot. See, Rashi actually mentioned that in a second. But the whole town, you mentioned that. And no matter how big the town is, wherever you are in the town, you can walk within the whole town on Shabbos. But once you get to the border of the town, you can only walk 2,000 amos. That's about a kilometer, right? Unless you made an eruv Tchumin, which you could have gone out after the 2,000 meters and put an Eruv down there and been kone and then extended your Tchum for another 2,000 amas. But if you never did that, you've got 2,000 amas to go. So now, you might want to have to do something right outside town after Shabbos. So what do? You start walking on Shabbos to the end of the town and you come to the border and you wait for the Shabbos to go out. And then you say, as Shabbos is out, I can leave straight away. That's called lachshich al tchum. Okay, to go there and wait till it's dark on the tchum. So the Mishnah says over here, ain't machshich al tchum. You can't do that. Look at Rashi, lakevatzmo b'Shabbat, atzof atchum, come close to the tchum. Lachshich, so wait for the light for Shabbos to get dark, Shabbos to get out of there. She'er karov l'makom ha'poalim near your workers, or la paradise, or near your orchards, lavi peirot. Why? What's the reason you can't do this? The whole davar she asul lasoto b'Shabbat. It means asul you do on Shabbos. Asul lachshich alav. So since you can't go and organize your workers on Shabbos, you can't machshich alat chum to go talk to workers off Shabbos. Since you can't go and bring in fruits from your paradise on Shabbos, you can't machshich alat chum to go to your paradise on Shabbos and anything like that. So things that you can machshich alat chum for, right? You'd be able to do it. What you can't, you can't. That's what the Mishnah says. It says, and give some examples of it. Liskor lo poali, ulavi peirot. Avamachshichu, but he can go to the tchum, erev motzei Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos. Lishmor umevi peirot beyado. Look at Rashi over here. Avamachshichu, liot karov latzeit lishmor beperot, but it needs to guard his fruits. So say you've got fruits there. Now we'll see why you can't do that in a minute. Rashi says, v'zeh davar hamutar b'Shabbat, lishmor peirotav imayu betoch tchumo. Let's say that your fruits, you had a storeroom, and they weren't outside the tchum. They were in your backyard. You live in a moshav, you're in Kfar Hes, and you had a big meshek in the back, right? You could go on Shabbos and have a look around. Since you can go and have a look around on Shabbos, you can go machshich on the tchum motzei Shabbos. Remember we said, whatever you can do on Shabbos, you can do machshich on the tchum. Right? But now, the Mishnah, it says, ume vi peirot beyado. Look at Rashi. Hoyo ve'ikar machshavto lo haya lechach. Rashi is saying, what can you do? You really wanted to go and check up on your fruits. And you ended up bringing them back. So since that might not have been the real reason you would have been allowed to go, but if you're already going, you can bring them back. That would be okay. Right? And now the Gemara brings a Mishnah. We'll understand that a little bit later on in the daf. Gemara brings a klal. Klal amar Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul taught us a rule. Rashi says, today klal b'dabar hazeh, losif tverim achem ki yotzebo, to give us a rule, that we're to take this example in the Mishnah and expand it into a concept. Rashi says, later on we'll see in the Mishnah what it comes to include. Right? It's like this, kol sha'ani zakai ba'amirato, anything I'm allowed to speak about on Shabbos, to do on Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Shani Rashai lo omro lechaver. I can tell my friend, or lochri b'shabbat lasot lemotzei Shabbat. I can either ask my friend, tell my friend about it, talk to him about it, or I can ask a goy on motzei Shabbat to go and do it for me. Rashai ani lachshich alav. I'm allowed to go and do it myself. I cannot do it. I can go stand there on the tchum waiting for Shabbos. Right? Zakai b'mirato, rashai ani lachshich alav. Okay, we'll understand a little bit clearer on later on in the daf. It was like this, bashna hu mashna chaveru. I don't understand. Why is the Mishnah already told me, lo yitzkor adam po'alim b'shabbat? So what do you need to tell me, v'lo yomar adam l'chaveru, and tell your friend? Pashut, if I can't do it, I can't tell my friend to do it. Right? Rashi says, pshita de kevan de amar lo yitzkor, hu adin lo yomar l'chaveru, da yishalu kemoto, v'lo matzi lo gerere. And now look at Rashi, v'lo matzi lo gerere, we can't hire him. So here, Rashi is understanding, if I can't hire workers, why can I hire my friend? Right? Can't pay him. Or pay my friend to go hire workers for me. But it doesn't matter. Whatever case, I'm hiring my friend. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Chaver Nochri. Your friend's a Nochri. So you could maybe tell him to go and hire workers for you. Or you could hire him, but maybe tell him to go hire workers for you. So Matkiv Rav Ashi, what are you talking about? Amir Nochri Shvut. Telling a goy to do something is an Isur Rabbanan on Shabbos. You can't, it's Asud Rabbanan, maybe not the right, it's Asud Rabbanan, look at Rashi, Ukfars, Tama, Rabbi, Lematte, Nochri, Shabbat, Nochri, Sheba, Lechavot. It's coming, we learned this, by the way. This Gemara is on the Kuf Kafal, not long ago. We learned this. And if a goy is comfortable, you can't tell him, Ain't no Mimlo Kabe, don't say switch off. Remember we said, if he switches off and he knows that you're going to be nice to him because of it, and I explained to you an example, we grew up like in South Africa where a goy would come into a room, then you switch the lights off. We learned that Gemara, but you can't tell him to do it. And Amar Rav Ashi explains that. Says, no, so you're right. So that's not the difference. It's not that it's a goy. And Amar Rav Ashi, Afilu Taima Chaver Yisrael, even if it's Yisrael, what's going on here? Hakamashna. Well, what's a chilush? The chilush is like this. Right? Rashi is Mishnah Yatari Behedyuhu. So before Rashi Mishnah, the Lord Lame, you can't tell him. If our stomach showed at him, but you can say just general stuff. Look at this. Don't say to my friend, go and hire me poalim. But omelach adam lechaveru, hanirasha chetamodi mi laerev. You can't tell him to go and hire you workers, but you can say to the guy, you want to spend the night here? In other words, he understands from that. Look at Rashi. Hanirah, does it appear to you? Is it suitable? Do you think, would you like to? Right? And then what's going on over here? So he says that, Achshav nira im tamod imi leerev im tavoy la lekeshetach lekeshetachach with his dog. Ushneim, and what do they really understand? Shalmanat lesochro lepoalato umaziro. He's instructing him so too that he wants him to work for him or to get him workers. The chavent lo mafarish behed yeshari grifash time lekaman dibur asur hirur mutar. So the bit of a harama over here. You can hint. I think that would be the lashon here. How do they translate it in English, by the way? Do they say hint? I haven't seen it in English. Anybody use, is any Gemara got that? Hint? Nobody? Anybody? Nobody got English in their Gemaras today? Eh? Nothing? Okay. All right, we'll carry on. So now Gemara says, Matniti Mani. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Right, so the Gemara says, "Krav Yishuv in Korcha." Must be the Abba, the Tanya, Lo Yomar Adam LeChaveru Hanirasha Modi Mil Erev, because the Tanya Kama says you can't hint. Rabbi Yishuv in Korcha Omer Adam LeChaveru Hanirasha Modi Mil Erev. You can. Rabbi Yochanan Hachak Yishuv in Korcha. So that's the halacha. So you can be a bit less explicit, right? But let a person understand what you're talking about. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, my time of Yishuv in Korcha. What's his reason? Dichtiv, because you got a pasuk Nimtzochev Tzochav Daver Davar. Dibur asur, hirur mutar. So just specific talking, specific speech, that's asur. But more generalizations, right, would be mutar. So now the Gemara brings a stir over here. Machlok in the Rami, Rabba, right? Me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dibur asur, hirur mutar. Because here, Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, we said, Lochas like him. Why? Because he said over here that Amar Rabba Barbachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So the Gemara says, did Rabbi Yochanan already say that? That hirur is mutar? He says, Alma, hirur lav kidibudam. So you're implying to me the hirur here is not like dibur. Because if you say that you're making a difference between dibur and hirur, so you're saying that hirur is mutar, dibur is asur, so you say that hirur and dibur aren't connected, they're two different things. But did we see over here Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'chol makom, anywhere you are, mutar laharher on Shabbos." We're talking about, right? Rashi said, "But you read Torah." Chutz, so this is probably not even on Shabbos. Any time of the year, chutz mi bara merchat ubara kisei. Where there, it's asur even to do hirur, and if it's asur to do hirur, we're saying over there that hirur and dibur are the same thing. Not only can't you talk, you can't do hirur there. The hirur equals dibur. You tell Rabbi Yochanan saying, no, hirur and dibur are two different things. But then why can't you do hirur in the toilet? So listen, that's a little bit different. That's different. Shaniyatam, why deba inan? Because there we've got a separate pasuk. There we've got a pasuk from Dvarim we've seen this before as well. Right? Ki Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah there of always carrying a spade around when you're in the machane, when you're with the soldiers in the army to keep the place clean. Right? Your machane, meaning your place, wherever you live, has to be kadosh. She says there, because of vaya machanecha kadosh. Look at the diber. There's not diber over there. It's not talking about dibur. Ela makom chaniatcha teh b'kedusha. Wherever you are, has to be b'kedusha. V'tay b'shum Yisrael maharehirin tamid b'diber Torah. She's always talking about thinking of hirurin. Always thinking about Torah. Sorry. So therefore, in the toilet, they're going to stop thinking about Torah. You know, there's a famous story, the Vilna Gaon wrote a maths book while he's in the Torah, because he couldn't stop himself thinking. So in the toilet, when you think he's going to tell you, write a maths book. They said they still use that maths book, apparently, in French universities, apparently. Right? So Gemara says, wait a second, Achinami, but don't we have in our pasuk here, there's the word there, if you looked at the end, I mentioned it. It says, v'lo yirecha, v'lo yirae v'cha ervat davar. Isn't davar and diber the same thing? So he says, that's for a different reason, that pasuk. If there's a naked goy around, asuri kro kriyat shma kenegdo. I don't understand what you're talking about. My iri akub, for Israel nami, even if it's a Jew, you can't read kriyat shma in front of a naked Jew. So what's it now? This is a special limu we've seen before. That's pashut. We don't even mention about a Jew, right? It's a bit, I'm surprised that the censors don't censor this Gemara, by the way. So don't buy Gemara. Let me buy Yisrael, the Asher Pashur. But Akum, might think is mutar to even read Kriyat Shema from Akum. Why? Tichtiv Baik, so there's a Pasuk of here. We've seen this Pasuk for many times in Yechezkel. V'tagaba al pilak geshehem asher besar chamorim besaram. Because goyim here is called besar chamorim, like the flesh of donkeys. So you might think they're not really, we don't treat them the same as we would treat people, right? So he says, besar asher besar chamorim besaram. So I'm a shepherd. Dami Mat says, okay, not a problem. Even asher in front of them, maybe you're right. Maybe in front of goyim is not a problem. So the says, no, I'm a crowd. We got another pasuk there with Noach, with his children, when they saw him when he was drunk. It says, ve'ervat avihem lo ra'u, and it calls him ervat avihem. Right? So therefore we see there that it is an erva, and therefore it's asur in front of goyim. So now the Gemara comes back to the original question. V'dibur mi asur? And where do we say that's asur? We speak of this whole thing, dibur hiru, the hiru like dibur, but where do we even say that dibur is asur? Look at Rashi. V'dibur mi asur? The whole hani dibur. Right? And the Gemara has a whole lot of examples over here of where maybe it's mutar, this dibur. That's not such a problem. Look here, Vaha, Rav Chizdev, Rav Yivnunet, Amit Harvad, but it said on Shabbos, right, these diburim, that you could, we said there, of Mimtzo Heftzacha, Vedaber Davar, that you can't discuss these things on Shabbos. But we see that all these aborayim over here, look here, Tamit Recheshbonot, Shil Mitzvah, Mutale Cheshbon Shabbos, you can do Cheshbonot on Mitzvahs. Rabbi Elazar said, Poskim Tzdakar, and Nim Shabbos, you can make a decision how much money you're going to give to Tzedakah on Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Yochanan, Mefakhin Pikuach Nefesh, Pikuach Rem Shabbos, you can do Cheshbon on about Pikuach Nefesh. When you go to the person of a Sakana, Mishnah and what you would have to do. And if Pikuach Rabim B'Shabbat, Rashi says, yeah, Pikuach Rabim could go under Rashut, anything is going to go to public stuff. V'ochina Batei Knesiot, Lefakeach Aliskei Rabim B'Shabbat, you can go to the shul to take care of all the management issues on Shabbos. V'am Rav Shua B'Nachmani B'Yochanan, V'ochina Tartiot, Ulekarkasiot, Ulekiskiot, Lefakeach Aliskei Rabim B'Shabbat, you can Rashi say, yeah, all these places on Minei Paltin, all these different like squares and places and public areas. Shabni Esfu Lebei Tava'a, to discuss all communal issues on Shabbos. These aren't necessarily things to do with Shabbos, right? V'tali Lebei Menashe, Meshadchim Latinokot Le'ares B'Shabbos, V'Latinokot Lom Nosefer, you can organize Chid Shiduchin, you can do deals and discuss Erusin on Shabbos, and you can teach kids Le'am Nosefer, you can teach them Le'am Do Umanut and professions. Look at the Rashi Avia. Lamdo Umanut, quite a growing Kiddushin, which we learned. It says, Dahach Ha'anam Mitzvahi, the whole shalom melamdo umanut. If you don't teach him a trade, melamdo listed, the same as if you're teaching him a tent, you're teaching him to steal. Umitzvah yafinan mikra bekushim by isha nikta. We don't do that. So these are all questions. We've got all these aborayim over here, which say there's not in dafka Shabbos the dicker things you can do on Shabbos. So maybe it's not our sort to speak about things that aren't Shabbos dicker things on Shabbos. Most amakra mimtzo chevtzacha. It says, with regard to business, levat v'daver davar. What does it mean? Chevtzecha asurim. Things that relate to your business activities, those things are asur. Aval chevtzei shamayim mutarin. But things that are chevtzei shamayim are mutar. So we're seeing over here a bit of a broadening. Like we said, we started this Mishnah about Ashoya. We said that you can borrow bread and stuff from neighbors. Things that might intuitively have seen asur to do on Shabbos. But Chamim here broadened the scopes. There's not dafka Shabbos dicker things you got to do on Shabbos. But anything to do with the mitzvahs you can do on Shabbos, even mitzvah after Shabbos, you can discuss Eirusin and teachings, etc. Now the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Amar Shmuel, cheshbonot." Now this next word coming up over here is a difficult one. You see, the Mesura Shas has his own taking over here. But the Gemara, our Gemara is print like I'm Shmuel Cheshbonot Shel Malach, right? Now it's not Malach as in Melech, but it's Malach, right? It's like a shortened version of what about you? Like what to do? Look at Meshur Hashas over there. The Meshur Hashas brings an Aruch and says Milach, and he ties this in what we saw the other day. He says a Perush Orchim, Kriyitiv Vayavo Helech Klomar Mutar Adam Lechashev Orchav Hakruim. So he quotes even what we saw the other day. And so Rabbeinu Chananel has it as well. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel towards in Rabbeinu Chananel here on the Amud, second last line, it says, Mutar Adam Lechashev Orchim Akruim Lehasev Et Lo Besuda Grinan Mode Adam Et Orchav Et Par Priyotav Perish Cheshbon Amabekach Kamo Shechshev Adam Cheshbon Kon Chayelot Emelech. Exactly like the words we saw the other day. That there you can count your friends, people coming to the Suda, how many people send them, but not from a list. That's how the Aruch and Rabbeinu Chananel learn it. But Rashi learns a little bit differently. Rashi says over here, Shel Malach v'shel ma b'chach. Rashi says, Shel Malach, Shel Eitza she'eino shelo. In other words, Malach. What about you? Malach. Like two words. Right? And that's interesting. It's a little bit strange, this Rashi. But look at the way he says here. You can basically speak things that are a little bit nonsensical on Shabbos. You don't have to worry about it, correct? Malach, ma shel eitzer she'eno shelo. It was ve'ein tzarich b'chach. Talking things you don't really need, like general ideas aren't really relevant. Kagon harotzer, if not bite, God wants to build a house. Kach v'chach tzrich lotzi. Well, this is what's going to cost you. Ve'li nira, says Rashi. Kamo malach. Two words, right? Malacha. Right, in other words, malacha ulecheshbonot halalu arei ein tzorch. It doesn't really need those expenses to even discuss them. Lo lach v'lo lacher kagon ahid depression. Basically, just talking general stuff that's nonsense, really, of no real benefit to you. Right, you might as well you can talk about it on Shabbos. He says, "Mikratz a bright, he's telling a bright as well." Cheshbonot she'avru, cheshbonot. Now listen carefully. Things that have already passed, cheshbonot that were once relevant. Telling a guy what you did, you built a house that cost you so much. Or you owe this guy once more time money. But things that are in the future, asur lechashben. So past is mutar, future is asur. Right? Take note of that. Shel malach. And in the other Gemara says, shel malach, v'shel ma b'chach. right? But mutar lechaspen. But general stuff, this part now discusses two things. We brought the brighter for the end of the brighter, right? Mutar. But the brighter mentioned also things that are in the past are asur, are mutar, things in the future are mutar. On that, the Gemara picks up. It says, Ramin, we got a steer, a brighter that says something different. Choshvin cheshbonot she'en tzrichin. That makes sense. V'ein mechashvin cheshbonot she'en tzrichin b'shabbos. So now the Gemara tries to understand that. We'll see how that's a steer to our existing brighter. But things that v'ein mechashvin cheshbonot she'en tzrichin b'shabbat, things relevant for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, okay, so give me some examples. So Maryam Lachavair, Okaf Achach Poalim, Hiskarti al Sadezo, on this particular field. Kach Vekach Dinarin, Hotseiti al Dinar al Dirazo. Now notice this is Hiskarti in the past, Hotseiti in the past, are spent in the past. Avaloyo, that you can do. So we're seeing over here that what happened in the past, right? Or mutar, and look, go back to the previous line of the last amud. Cheshbonot she'avru v'shatidin diot asur, in the past and the future asur. I think I mentioned it wrong. I think I said the past asur, the future mutar. Whatever. Yeah. There, the previous part had said things that were in the past and the future asur. Here we're seeing over here things which were in the past. It says there, Omer adam lechayv kach v'kach poalim, etc. Aval lo yomar lo kach v'kach hotzeiti v'kach v'kach ani atid lo hotzi. So now, look at Rashi here. Rashi says the last white lines at the top. Kach v'kach hotzeiti alma avru mutar. So the Gemara says, yeah, we've got a problem. So we brought that for Aminu. That's a stira. Our first brighter Nachi said in the past is asru. This brighter here says in the past seems to be mutar. So the Gemara says that's a stira. So now the Gemara says to the Gemara, says, like, what are you talking about? If that's a stira, Udatamech kashirachi gufa, the actual brighter which you brought in itself is a stira. Why? Look at Rashi, the first narrow lines. Brighter kamaita, the first brighter said, Reisha ketani she'avru asurin. V'seifa ketani she'ma b'chach mutarin dahainu osa avru. So when you say that my b'chach mutar l'cheshbon, so we're saying there, avro, the past is asur, but ma b'chach, what was, osa is mutar. Seems to be like an inherent theory here in the Mishnah, in the brighter itself. So he wants to know, ila had ika, so the Gemara said, no, what's going to be? Had the ika agra, the agira gabei, had the leika agra, the agira gabei. So it seems that it would depend if you still owe money on something, it would be asked to talk about it. If you don't have money, it's mutar. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan. Look at Rabbi Yochanan over here, about 7-8 lines down from Rabbi Yochanan, this Amud. He says over here, or Kimna, this is how we established it, this is halacha. Im nishar alav schirut bama she'avar, if still owes, has a schirut, asur omar lo, afilu b'kach hotzeit, you can't even discuss what happened. Wa'ashir otzono lechashev uledam schum anishar alav. Because then by talking about it now, even if it's in the past tense, you still owe the guy money, you end up coming to calculate how much money you owe the guy. And that's not asur. If you already paid the guy, you already built your house, you don't need money anymore, so go and discuss with the guy how much you pay, you don't care. So that is the end of that sugi. Now we go back in the Mishnah to Ein Machshichin. You can't sit at the tchum on Shabbos, right at the end of Shabbos, waiting Shabbos to come out to go and do things. And the Mishnah said over there, "Ein machshichin atchum liskor lo poalim ulavi perot." The examples of the Mishnah was to either hire workers or to go and bring your fruits from your paradise. So the Gemara says like this: "Tara Rabbanan, we got a brighter. Maaseh b'chasdechad shnifritzalo peretz b'toch hasadehu. He had a wall. There was a hole. Suddenly, a hole in his field on the wall on that was surrounding his field. V'nimlach le godrin. He wanted to go and legader ota to fix it up." The niska she shabatu, and he suddenly discovered that it was Shabbos, right? The nimna oto chasid, and he never did it. The lo gidra, and he never fixed up the wall. And as a result, the nased or nais, the altar bo tzalaf, and this big tzalaf tree was built there and blocked up the fence. Umimena hayata panasto panas ishto anshei beito. And from there, he managed to make a living, and he financed himself and his whole family. Look at Rashi over here. He says, "Salaf ilan gadolu." It's a big tree. Ubal nafim harbe, lots of leaves. Harbe v'shlosha mina ochel yesh beperotav. There are three types of fruits on this tree. In other words, you can get a lot of stuff off the tree. If you're not the actual fruits itself, like the berries, and kafrisin are the actual the covers, the peels of the berries, and they also got like a edible vrulavin, and I think they're like the hearts of the tree, and they're also edible, right? Now it's over here, and he had this panosa, right? So we see here that the guy was going to fix up his tree, his fence. As a result, he didn't fix up his fence, and he was rewarded with a miracle, etc. Now, this struck me a little bit strange. There's no rush here on this. I started digging around, and I found here our Gemara brought an interesting an article here. They had an amazing story from the Ramah of Pano. The Ramah Mipano, right? He lived just after he was still alive at the time. I think he died just before the Shulchan Aruch. He was born just before Shulchan Aruch died, like in the 1540s or somewhere around there, right? He lived in Italy. He was quite a famous guy, the Ramah Mipano. He was a Kabbalist, and he wrote on Gemara. He wrote Shuti, right? About 30, 40 books. If you look at a very, very, very prolific writer. He lived in Italy, and the story, he brings a story over here that this guy over here was a Gilgul of Tzlofchad. Remember Tzlofchad in the desert, but not Tzlofchad. They came and said, our father died, and he wasn't part of the Mered. And so then Rashi says that Tzlofchad was the Mekoshesh, remember? That he was a Mekoshesh, and he was killed because he was Mechal al Shabbos. So he says, this is the Gilgul of Tzlofchad, says Rabbi Mami Pano, and because he didn't break Shabbos this time, it was a tikkun for breaking Shabbos the first time, and that's why he was brought a tsalaf echad. And this tsalaf is tslofchad. Right? So tslofchad, that's how he learns it over here in this Gemara, and that was, and I thought it was quite interesting. Right? And yeah, let's go. Some of you are Shmuel. Mutal adab lomar lechaveiro, lekrach parin yolech lemachar. You can say on Shabbos to God, well, I'm going to that village over there. Now, why is it a problem? Why would you think it's a problem? Because we saw the klal. So the klal of the Mishnah that Abba Shaul brought. Was it Abba Shaul? Yes, Abba Shaul. Kol shani zakai ba'amirato, rashai lachshich alav. And then I can speak about, I can machshich there. And now we so it's a little bit related. We know now that you can't walk out of a tchum on Shabbos. So if you can't walk out of a tchum on Shabbos, so then you wouldn't be able to stand at the end of the Tchum on Shabbos to walk out of Tchum on Shabbos. We say only what you can do, you can machshich. And therefore, why can you discuss it with your friend on Shabbos? So going out of Tchum on Shabbos, he says, no. Why would you be allowed to speak to your friend about it and say, I'm going to leave the Tchum on Shabbos? He says, She'im yesh burganin holech. Now, what are burganin? Burganin, Rashi says over here, burganin. He says over here, burganin, mishivim amar shivim amar holech afilu b'shabbat. Shakoch hashuv kirachat. Okay, so Rashi doesn't explain what burganin are. But burganin are like God huts. So now it would sound like in the town like systems of God huts, like every and as long as it's within 70 amas. Right now, remember tchum is alpayim amma. But if you've got a border of a town, and now every 70 amma there's a house which would be used for the serving of the town. And they say they are from each other. So every 70 amma now would expand the tchum of the town. So let's say you got between Talmond and Kadima. I don't know. Well, today it's not even really a kilometer between them. But let's say, let's think of a bigger distance. I don't know. You got between Talmond and Eben Yehuda, or between Ranan and Kfarasav. Even these towns have all grown over the years. But let's say you got between a town, you got another 2 kilometers between a town. And now from the edge of the one town, they've got these guard huts every 70 ammas. Every 35 meters or so, and they've got 20 of them. So if they've got 20 of them, they're basically almost a kilometer, they've extended the border of the town. And the other town has the same thing. So basically, that way they've extended the border of the town where you could now walk 2,000 amas from the end of the last guard hut. So you could essentially walk between the two towns. That's what's happening over here. If there was, if your field, where you said to your friend over here, right, I'm going to that krach tomorrow. And he says there, because in theory, if there were burganin, it would extend the tchum. It wouldn't be a problem to walk there on Shabbos. So therefore, you'd be allowed to tell him that. Because in theory, if there would have been burganin, you could have walked there. Even though there might not be burganin, it's something which would have been possible on Shabbos. So therefore, it's not us to discuss on Shabbos. Look at Rashi Abi. She'meshim amar Rashi Mama, holech afidu b'Shabbat. She'akol chashuv, kirechaz lokos to one big town. V'chol ir, the whole town is like your own Dalet Amud. We'll see, we'll learn it coming out very soon. Please go, we'll finish the Masechta in exactly a week's time. And then we're going to have the pleasure of studying all these halachas in Erevin, right? The Kevan de Hu, right? Davar sheyesh lo heter al yedei takana b'Shabbat. Since it's something which would be mutar if there was such a takana, mutar lo omro. That's the chidush. Even where there isn't this heter, because in theory, if there would have been the heter, you would be able to walk to that town. So you can still go and walk into the town tomorrow, because there would have been a way to get there. Right? So that's what that's the chidush of your Amashmua. So the Gemara is going to ask two kashyas on this. The first one is from our Mishnah, Tanan, and our Mishnah we learned, Ein machshichin el atchum liskor pot, even if you pair out. Our Mishnah said straight out, you can't sit there at the end of the tchum on Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, to go and hire workers or to bring fruits. So it says, Bishlom liskor pair out of Shabbos, lo matzi, I understand why you can't, in light of the Shabbos, Yudama Shmuel, why you still can't go and hire workers there, because you couldn't pay them. So on Shabbos you couldn't pay on Motzei Shabbos. El lavi pair out. But why not bring payroll? Why don't we just say, like Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Le'meshim Yesha Mechitzot, maybe? Because in theory, if there were Mechitzot, if there wasn't a problem of a Tchum on Shabbos or of Eruv on Shabbos, I would have been able to go and bring my fruit. If I've got fruit in the garden, I can go bring them. If they're not Muktzah, it's I intended on Shabbos that I want to bring them, and they're not Muktzah, I go. Just about problem is the Tchum, I can't get out of the Eruv. Right? So Mashkachet Lava, so Gemara says, no. We find a situation where Mashkachet Lava, Perot Meham Bechubarim, we're speaking about fruits that are still in the ground or on the tree. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to do that. Right? There's no takkan in the world to go and allow you to pick fruits on Shabbos or to pull them out of the ground. So therefore, it would be absolutely different you're going to do that. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Ah, Tani, Rabbi Oshaya, so now we understand. Okay, now you're telling me what we're speaking about? That we're speaking about fruits that are on the ground. But now we've got a problem. We've got a bright Rabbi Oshin, his bright said like this, that you can't machshik on the tchum to what? To bring teven, right? Teven is like the actual sheaves itself, the kash. And the kash is the straw. So now, bishlom a kash, meshkachad ab mechubar. Sorry, other hand. Right, the kash is right. We understand the kash is still mechubar. So that's why Rav Oshin says you can't bring it, like the fruits. And a teven, what's happening with teven? Right? Now the teven is not cut, the teven is already picked, it's already been harvested. So then we understand. So if you tell me the whole issue over here is mechubar, so then teven should be mutar. We say, no, but tivna saria. Now look at the good Rashi over here from Masechet Bava Metzia. It says, yeah, musrach v'yivash, we're talking about rotten stuff, right? Sorry. Now, why would that be a problem with Rashi? If that's really stuff that's really ma'us, even if it was mechitzot, it would be out of your mind, we mukta, we'd be really allowed to bring it. Okay, so that was the first question the Gemara asked on Shmuel. Now, the Gemara means another brighter to ask Kashi on Shmuel, because Shmuel said, in theory, if there was a solution to do something, you could discuss it with a guy on Shabbos, because, and therefore it would appear that you could even machshich, because things on a mutta you could do, things that you could do on Shabbos, you could machshich for. So Gemara says, Tosh another brighter, machshichin al hatchum lefakeach al iskei kala. You could go be on the tchum to go and organize stuff. You had to worry about a wedding. Vali skaya mate. There was a funeral tonight. Yeah, so Mark missed his funeral this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. Instead said the funeral was on Motzei Shabbos. You could start walking towards the tchum so that on Motzei Shabbos you could go straight and not miss the funeral or go help do the funeral. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ali skaya kala v'mate in. We see from that brighter that with regards to funerals or weddings, yes. Ali skaya acher lo, but anything else, no. Now let's try and understand this in the light of Shmuel. Because Shmuel said things that which in theory there would be a heter for, you'd be allowed to do them. So Bishloma Acher Dumi de Kala, things that are other things similar to a kala, related to a kala, or things which activities you would same things which you would do for a kala. The other people we understand what we can, what they are, what are they? Mashkachat la lemizgele asa. Rashi says we have for cutting like myrtle branches. Look at that. The avdula ginnin the asa the kalta. Because it seems that you'd like go and cut myrtle and to make like some sort of a crown for the bride. Those things we do for a bride. See, if I wanted to go now, I had a myrtle field right nearby. I'd start walking there on Shabbos to get there. I understand that I couldn't go and do that for a just generally stump to do it. El a mate. With regards to a dead body in mind, what are these things that are similar to a mate that I wouldn't be able to do that I would be able to do for a mate? Right? Mind you, look at Rashi, it's a mate, my So I'm bringing a coffin or tachrichin or the garments for funeral. I don't understand. Maybe, why not? If in theory there were mechitzot, then it wasn't a problem with tiltu, I'd be able to bring them for anybody else. So why can't I do it for somebody else as well? Rather was Lavilo Aaron v'tachrichin uketani mate in aval achelo v'amai leimeshim sheesh mechitzot. Maybe we can bring a mechitzot. Was mate damishkach. We find other examples as well. What's that? Lemigzale glima to go and prepare for a guy a garment. Look, Rashi, the taken lo tachrichin dain hekel davar hayom klal to go and bring him clothes tachrichin. Tachrichin you couldn't even do on Shabbos. There's no tikkun to go and start cutting clothes for a guy and making him tachrichin. That you couldn't even do for a mate, so you couldn't do that for anybody else as well. Okay. Now the Gemara is back to our Mishnah. Says, machshichin, we could machshich, remember, if we wanted to go and look after the field, and then we said you could bring fruits as well. And Rashi said, since there wasn't really your intention, you could bring the fruits. So the Gemara says, va'afa gavdlo avgil. Go now, get sasha completely. And what, you can stand there on the end of the tchum? And according to the Mishnah says, what does it say? It says, about machshichu lishmor umedi perot beyado. If he wants to bring fruit. The Mishnah doesn't mention that before you do all these things, you've got to first make Havdalah. Right? Well, just go, Bachshich, and then as Shabbos comes out, quickly do that. So the Gemara seems to play, say, but Afa Gavdlo Avdil, it was a question. We don't have to make Havdalah. Look at Rashi. Asefer dematnitid betama. The Mishnah, so the Gemara is surprised at the end of the Mishnah. Tiktani umevi perot beyado. Doesn't mention their first make Havdalah. It is Rabbi Yaakov. It's asur to do any melocha after Shabbos without making Havdalah first. And by the way, the Mishnah Brura speaks about it there. Even women who don't necessarily have a ma'ariv, they should be encouraged to at least say Baruch Hamavti Mekosh Lecho. We'll see in a second, Machloket Amorah Achronim, that you've got to say B'Shem Mach, actually Machloket Rishonim. We'll see that Rabbi Hananel actually mentions over here that you should say it with Shem or Malchut. Look at the very, very last lines, quick. Look at the very last lines of Rabbi Hananel on the Amud. Right, it says a second last, about Tzarich Lahaskir Bracha B'Shem or Malchut, Delayed Garem Birchat Aperu to Birchat HaMitzvahs, V'chein Halacha. So the Rabbi Hananel and the Rif as well, by the way, Paskin Lahalocha. If you say Baruch HaMavdil, you say Baruch Ata Hashem HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. We don't say it, we say Baruch HaMavdil. Right? But the summary showed him, we say, you say Baruch Ata Hashem HaMavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. Everybody should say it. Even women who don't have a marriage shouldn't do anything before saying that. It's a machloka whether it's only, it's a mamasha melocha, melocha, or if it's just dumb, etc. But it's a good habit to be in, to say, encourage your daughters and wives who don't have a marriage, right, or sisters, or any other woman that you know, right, that that they should also say Baruch HaMavdil. So we'll see this in the end of this Gemara. She says, "Ham Rabbi Elazar, she has said Chetzav Kol Sheavdil." V'chit, maybe V'chit Avdil Betfilin. Maybe you said, "Okay, big day, I read today Matfilah." The Gemara says, "V'ham Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel HaMavdil Betfilah Tzarich Sheavdil Lakost." It makes no difference. Even if you are davened, even Rabbi Yehuda says over there that even a person who says Mavdil in the Tfilah still has to Mavdil Lakost. We learned this, by the way. We saw this Gemara in Brachot. Maybe we're going to say the Avdil Lakos. The guy already did Avdil Lakos. What do you want? He said Avdil Lakos. That's what the Mishnah is assuming. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Kos beside Meika. Where do you find Kosot in the middle of the field? The guy was going on Shabbos, but he took Avdil with him. That's a Chanan the Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara says, no. How do we answer? Rabbi Nachman, he said, Barami, he said, like it's coming to Rabbi. He answered and said, this Mishnah is discussing what? Beira Gitot Shani. Where was he? He was actually there by the wine press. He was there where that wine was. So it wasn't a problem. He took a break Motzei Shabbos before Shabbos out by the wine, so he had wine. So I'm going to Rabashi. But my Rava, in HHL, we said like this. Hamavdil ben Kodesh Tachol. First say Amavdil and then Avdil and Tzorchin. They actually learned the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said Amavdil ben Kodesh and then do what you got to do. Look at Rashi. Avdil and Tzorchin. And then we go back and make another bracha on the kos. The kosher came to Avdil betil. If you better to you have to still mutar lasot Tzorchav. The choser mad la kos. It says like this. It shows as follows. Obviously, the Mishnah means before you go and do your things, make a bracha on say Hamavdil ben Kodesh Tachol, and then go back and do proper Avdol. And even if you davened in Shmonash, and you said Atachon and Tano with Avdol in the Shmonash, you should still make a bracha, a proper Avdol afterwards on the course. Amar Rashi ki havina by Rav Kahana, have Amar Avdil ben Kodesh Tachol. He would first make Hamavdil ben Kodesh, and then Umesaltinin Siltei, and then he would go Rashi Zaviyah Umesaltinin Siltei Chotvim, and then chop his wood. Okay, let's end it 5. Yeah, we'll carry on tomorrow.